Get abstract. Knowledge compressed. Does the future hold a Star Trek utopia or a Mad Max dystopia? Ordinary people will decide. For now, humanity is the ambivalent driver of technological change. In The Driver in the Driverless Car, published by Barrett Kohler Publishers, Incorporated, futurist Vivek Wadhwa, writing with tech editor Alex Salkever, takes a rapid-fire look at current and near-future paradigm-shifting technology. Get Abstract recommends their eye-opening report to entrepreneurs, technologists, innovators, investors, futurists, and curious consumers. Public discussion about the risks and benefits of rapidly developing technologies suggests that societies don't really have a say in shaping their own progress. Yet, when social systems and infrastructures crumble, civilization's advances disappear. Star Trek's vision of a fair, abundant, tech-driven future utopia appeals to optimists. But if society doesn't make hard choices and establish a stable ethical framework, the result may be a Mad Max dystopia of depleted resources and social chaos. People's choices must focus on current social disparities and on fair access to the fruits of progress. At first, people embraced the benefits of the microchip revolution, home PCs, GPS, and the like. But the bright future soon lost its sheen for workers who faced rampant income inequality and the loss of jobs to automation. In the driverless future, some will target their fury at artificial intelligence, AI-driven vehicles. As AI takes hold, humankind faces disruptive influences and existentially important decisions. Innovator Elon Musk knows how to break into a market at the luxury end and cascade the fruits of innovation and economies of scale to the masses. His firm, Tesla, provides dream technology to eager consumers. Ride service Uber and other futuristic companies are reaping the rewards of customers' timely discontent with worn-out systems. But such fast, widespread transitions can't happen without the requisite technologies. Moore's Law, which states that the number of transistors on silicon chips doubles every 18 months, underlies today's exponentially advancing technologies. Breakneck growth is coupled with plummeting costs in genomics, smartphones, and renewables. This fuels what futurist Ray Kurzweil calls the law of accelerating returns. Technology booms climb through S-curve patterns of growth as they accelerate further paradigm shifts, such as astonishing advances in quantum computing and self-learning neural networks. Images of abundance in a bright, leisurely future include super-efficient homes equipped with robotic gadgets, autonomous cars, and 3D-printed food. Predictions include extended lifespans, universal access to education, energy, and clean water, as well as an end to oil wars and poverty. Chilling downsides also loom: loss of privacy, dependency on machines, potentially lethal hardware hacking, and the theft of biometric data. Rapid change will impinge on your life if it hasn't already. The internet gave billions of people access to information. As web access spreads, it shifts society away from traditional information sources. These shifts pale compared with coming changes. Will you trust robots to care for your loved ones? Will you augment your brain or body? Today's blinkered law and government systems don't address these complex issues. For society to reach an ethical consensus, each individual must debate, interrogate, and engage. Technology doesn't seek approval before instituting radical change. Firms like Skype and Airbnb just bypass arcane regulatory structures. The home genetics firm 23andMe contended with the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Uber battles local laws and entrenched taxi firms. Yet their march seems irresistible. As focused, soft AI systems evolve with ever smarter traits, their descendants will be able to fathom humanly intractable, unstructured problems and will become artificial general intelligences. Such systems will transform medicine. Jobs will fall to AI technology. Stephen Hawking warns of coming superintelligences and advises their designers to include fail-safe kill switches. In the future, a teaching AI avatar, supplemented by a human coach, may provide your education. A tech-enabled move to a one-on-one educational process would spur individual talents. In the flipped model, teachers mentor students using lessons from quality sources. Cheap AI and fast broadband will equalize education. Exponential improvements in medical technology will save lives, partly by making preventative and early intervention affordable. For example, the HealthCube Pro medical device is bringing multiple diagnostics cheaply to poor people in the developing world and the rural U.S. Consumerized healthcare will see the rapid spread of smartphone-based personal health monitoring tools. As medical science turns human functions into data, software will emerge as the primary physician. Paradoxically, robots outstrip people on complex tasks, but stumble on mundane ones, notably hard-to-describe multi-step, unstructured tasks, like folding laundry. Machine learning based on experience, as in Google's DeepMind computer, which learned by watching people play Go, will bring dexterous personal robots into homes. With an aging population, the world needs help from robots. Japan foresees using caring robots to tend to its senior citizens. Machines may soon kill humans autonomously, despite recent calls for bans on such operations by Musk and Steve Wozniak. Automation also benefits societies, bringing growth and the potential for equal access abundance. The Internet of Things, or IoT, includes the tiny, wirelessly networked computers in many of your belongings. With transport, utilities, homes, and hospitals connected by embedded, self-upgrading devices, new efficiencies will reduce fatalities, illness, and waste. But the IoT comes with serious drawbacks. You will lose personal privacy, suffer targeted marketing, and depend on devices vulnerable to hacking. Cyber warfare increasingly targets government databases, costing citizens private data. Device cameras and microphones on gadgets like smart TVs may someday be used to watch you. Because people centralize their data, as with Google or Apple ID accounts, hackers now can erase an entire digital life instantly. Without radical privacy and ownership laws, the current Wild West data grab won't stop. Cheap, sophisticated sensors and processors revolutionized drones, making them easy to operate. Now many drive themselves. The privileged Western world welcomes the era that Chris Anderson, founder of 3D Robotics, calls the drone age, and sees drones' potential for delivering fast food and Amazon packages. However, the developing world will use drones for more crucial activities, such as delivering medications and supporting better healthcare. Globally, drones can perform tasks such as constant crop monitoring and fire spotting to everyone's benefit. Yet, drones also pose new dangers: aviation near misses, simplified drug running, and quick delivery of poisons, bullets, and bombs. Self-driving cars will save more than 1 million lives among drivers and pedestrians in America each year and change societies forever. AI-guided driverless cars will transport passengers swiftly, safely, and fuel-efficiently. Yet going driverless could lead to the loss of nearly 5 million jobs to robots in the U.S. alone. Driverless will disrupt transport, even as it lets pedestrians reclaim their cities, provides mobility to the elderly and disabled, and brings everyone unparalleled freedom of location. Exponentially advancing solar technology will provide purified water drawn from oceans for drinking and irrigation, as well as nearly free energy. Photovoltaic modules cost $1,000 per watt in 1954. In 2017, they cost around 50 cents per watt. The cost of efficient batteries, essential for solar energy storage, is plummeting. Humanity holds the technological means to achieve both good and evil. The path to a Star Trek utopia lies in choosing smart, sustainable, fair solutions to soften the radical transition into an even more technological world. For more summaries on this and other topics, visit getabstract.com.